Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. To become a multisectoral hub, Thailand first needs to build its HOB. On February 22, Prime Minister Srettha Thavisin unveiled an Ignite Thailand Vision policy to make the kingdom a hub of tourism, health and wellness, agriculture and food, aviation, logistics, future mobility, digital economy and finance. But speakers at a conference on promoting interfaith dialogue held at Bangkok's prestigious Chulalongkorn University on February 17 were one step ahead. In his keynote speech, Professor Dr. Kanak Wong Trangan, Vice Chairman of Advisory Board to the Minister of Social Development and Human Security, and a former parliamentarian, said, "Peaceful coexistence in our society needs harmony, order and balance, HOB. All religions teach these three points, but we hardly practice them. In a world ridden with geopolitical, economic, social, cultural and environmental strife, the conference explored whether religions and faiths can be a part of the solution. In a clear warning about faiths becoming a part of the problem, Professor Kanak added, differences of faiths lead to mistrust, misunderstanding, conflict and violence. We can observe this phenomena in contemporary global communities, including Thailand. Economic inequality and social disparity in our global and local communities leads to doubt, hatred, political conflict and confrontation. Disinformation, misinformation and personal biases, particularly political and religious biases in our social media world, manipulation and politicization of religious beliefs have led us to undesirable actions and consequences, especially violence and destruction. In order to become a part of the solution, Professor Kanak said, we have to join hands to search for tools and mindsets to overcome these problems and bring back peaceful coexistence and friendly, productive cooperation and collaboration in our society. Organized by the Samakhi Institute, Samakhi means unity in Thai, the conference focused on the role of religious leaders in creating harmony, order, and balance. In addition to Professor Dr. Kanak, speakers included Venerable Naipaun Thaworn Banjob, Chair, Institute of Buddhist Management for Happiness and Peace Foundation, IBHAP Foundation, Reverend Thomas Michel, an American Jesuit Catholic professor who teaches at the Xavier Learning Community in Chiang Rai and specializes in Islamic studies, and Imam Thanaret Wakaraposit, the spiritual leader of the well-known Harun Mosque, Bangkok. Opening remarks were delivered by Dr. Srod Airy, Director of the Muslim Studies Center, Institute of Asian Studies, Chulalongkorn University, and Professor Dr. Jaron Malyalim, Dean of the International Islamic College, Bangkok. The conference flagged several ways to avert a clash of civilizations, a looming geopolitical threat to Thai tourism. Two other Buddhist-majority countries, Sri Lanka and Myanmar, with equally rich culture and natural and tourism attractions, have been hit by ethnic, social and cultural strife. Thailand has steered clear, so far. As travel and tourism is now a critical contributor to national security, economic stability and socio-cultural peace, Thailand needs to strengthen its HOB status and prioritize crisis prevention over crisis management. In his welcoming speech, Mr. Pisit Namkaroenchai, president of the Samakhi Institute, pictured below, said, "Interreligious dialogue is not a luxury but has become a necessity in today's global world. The pluralities of the contemporary world will continue to exist and present a greater and greater challenge as the world becomes a global village. Different beliefs, races, customs and traditions will continue to cohabit in this village. The peace of this global village lies in respecting these differences, considering these differences to be part of our nature and in ensuring that people appreciate these differences." Added Dr. Srod Airy, pictured below, this interfaith dialogue conference, a platform where diverse voices meet to explore the common threads that weave through the notions of our beliefs. In a world often marked by differences, today we come together to celebrate the shared values that bind us as a global community. In the spirit of openness, let this conference be a hub for building connections, fostering friendships, and breaking down barriers. That's exactly what transpired. Here is a checklist of proposed solutions, ready for adaption and implementation by those who believe that if there is a will, there is a way. Key points by Venerable Naipaun Thaworn Banjob. Plus, pointing to the all-male lineup on the panel, he said the first thing which can be done is to encourage more women in the decision-making process. Plus, focus on common problems such as hunger and poverty, which are amongst the 17 UN Sustainable Development Goals, and can be a basis for common action. Plus, the 5 PS of the SDGs can be expanded to include a 6th P for Phra, monk. In Thailand, we have 300,000 Buddhist monks. I would like to see them all promoting interfaith relations. Plus, fraternal relations can exist even in the midst of disagreements. In Buddhism, fraternity is all about encouraging harmony and reducing harm. Key points by Islamic scholars. Professor Jaron Malyalim, steer clear of religious absolutism. Individuals who are extremist in the righteousness of their own faiths cannot effectively contribute to constructive interfaith dialogue. Imam Thanirat, replace selfishness with selflessness and look within for guidance. He narrated several stories about how promoting understanding, steering clear of violence is inclusively built into Islamic tenets. Key points by Reverend Thomas Michel. Plus, move away from Kleinish definition of brotherhood. Divisions can lead to injustice and suffering. But we must understand that our own followers are part of the problem. We must recognize that we have often violated our own precepts. Plus, learn from inspiring stories in the scriptures. He narrated the story of a traveler who was attacked by thieves and his property stolen. No one stopped to help, not even people of his own faith. Eventually, it was a person of another faith who helped. Who was a true brother to the wounded man on the road? Plus, he expanded on the definition of universal fraternity with a personal story dating back to 1986 when he was lecturing at a university in Turkey, formerly Turkey. Diagnosed with skin cancer, he was treated free of charge at the university hospital. "I was almost in tears," he said. Fraternity is something we can know only when we experience it. Plus, help the unfortunate, such as migrants and refugees, no matter their caste or creed. What can we do to share our goods, our comforts, our time and energy and with the less fortunate? Humans have a responsibility to alleviate the suffering of humanity no matter who they are. Helping people is not just a duty but an obligation. Key points from the keynote by Professor Dr. Kanak, pictured below, left. Plus, truly embrace unity among diversity. The global landscape of diversity is wide-ranging, complex, uncertain, volatile, and subjective. It is also constantly changing, thanks to economic, social, cultural, traditions, languages, technology, as well as political interests and ideas. In order to embrace diversity, we need to transcend our perceptions and thoughts and search for principles, values, concepts, norms to connect those realities into a coherent structure. Plus, beyond unity in diversity, seek beauty in diversity. Focus on peace, love, caring, generosity, forgiveness, tolerance, life after death, etc. By seeing shared similarities and shared purposes, we will understand how those diversities complement and supplement each other. Plus, broaden engagement with our communities and people on building understanding, respect, tolerance, shared purposes of our different faiths in order to promote coexistence. Schools and universities are good places to start a dialogue, first with small and simple topics and then move on to more complex and bigger topics. Plus, remember that humanity has the ability to solve all kinds of problems and to meet all challenges. These abilities will shine out only when we defeat our own prejudices, biases, egos, and self-interests. We must move beyond our tribes, language, traditions, cultures, and religions and work for the betterment of humanity at large. Plus, open our minds to receive new ideas, especially different ideas. Use interfaith dialogue as an open forum to learn from each other. Create mutual understanding and respect those who hold different faiths and beliefs, bridge differences and build peaceful coexistence. Plus, seek opportunities to convert talk into joint action. There are many good examples of interfaith collaboration in Thailand which we can learn and share to our younger generations. Dr. Kanak ended with an appeal and a prayer. We call upon intellectuals, philosophers, religious figures, artists, media professionals, and men and women of culture in every part of the world to rediscover the values of peace, justice, goodness, beauty, human fraternity, and coexistence in order to confirm the importance of these values as anchors of salvation for all, and to promote them everywhere. Sathu, Amen, and Amin. Conclusions. One question asked in the Q&A session was a clear indicator of the simmering threats. It was directed at the Ven Napant Thawarn Banjab by a questioner who did not identify himself. He asked how interfaith dialogue could help resolve the unpleasant situation which crops up in some areas where people object to building a mosque, especially where there are few Muslims. He also asked about what he referred to as the troubles involving Muslim communities in Europe. The monk politely dodged the questions, but they went to the heart of the issues the conference was convened to address. The ongoing Israel-Palestine has worsened global socio-cultural ethnic tensions, which I have termed the other global warming. Just as the mainstream global warming has destabilized the natural environment, so too will the other global warming destabilize the socio-cultural ethnic environment and cause similar damage. Travel and tourism was late to pick up on the threat of global warming and now faces the more immediate and fearsome threat posed by the other global warming. In fact, as an industry of peace, travel and tourism still is perfectly placed to be a part of the solution. It sells places of worship for a living but does little nothing to promote the peace they represent. The 5 P's of the SDG agenda, people, planet, prosperity, peace and partnership, prioritize the other 4 P's far more than P for peace. This, in spite of the indisputable fact that travel and tourism is often a primary casualty of wars and conflicts and a primary beneficiary of peace and harmony. One way move forward is for travel and tourism forums and events to replace the global warming pundits with moderate faith leaders trying to alleviate the other global warming. If Thailand can become a hub for such interfaith dialogue to promote harmony, order and balance, HOB, it will simultaneously grow its status as a hub of all the other 7 sectors on the Prime Minister's agenda. In May 2023, the Samakhi Institute organized its first Bangkok Interfaith and Cultural Diversity trip. Here are the images of the itinerary and participation. The dates of this year's trip are under consideration. The concept of promoting Thailand as the world's first alliance of civilizations destination is already in place. The true visionaries and thought leaders in the travel and tourism business community will see the opportunity to promote peace by forging new partnerships to create prosperity and benefit both people and the planet. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.